Day 14, Physical Activity. Hi, let's jump right in. Okay, it's not easy sometimes to take the plunge or the first step. We can make excuses like, I don't have the time. I'm afraid I might hurt myself. I may have trouble breathing. It's very expensive. Or I don't want people to see me in a bathing suit. How many of you have promised yourselves to lose the weight first and then take the plunge? Dr. Laroque's client Michael was an interesting example. He came to him to lose 65 pounds, 4 stone 6 pounds or 30 kilos. He had a big smile on his face, and when Dr. Laroque asked him why he had come to see him, he replied saying that he was desperate and could not control his diabetes. He was on 4 different types of medication, 2 for diabetes, 1 for high blood pressure and 1 for high cholesterol. In all, he was taking 10 pills a day. In spite of all that, his blood sugar was still far too high and he would have to start insulin injections 3 times a week if he did not lose the weight. Dr. Laroque asked him what his expectations were. He could not make Michael lose weight. Michael only himself could do that. He explained that he could give him nutritional tools, good motivational tools, but that he could not do it for him. Michael said that he understood. He would follow Dr. Laroque's advice and give it a try. Notice, however, the word try. There is a major difference between trying and doing. By analysing his results using the mental weight questionnaire, it confirmed what Dr. Laroque had thought. Michael had very poor food habits, no physical activity and very poor motivation. He also had feelings of resentment and frustration with the idea of being on a diet and saw very few benefits. He chose to do a 1500 calorie diet since he did not want to deprive himself too much and was given a book and a motivational CD to help him. 2 weeks later, he had lost 2 pounds and seemed satisfied, even though he was supposed to lose 6 pounds of the 3 kilos. Breaking into laughter, he claimed that he didn't follow the diet, but had watched himself a bit. He said that he was happy to continue like this. Dr. Laroque told him that it would be good to increase the amount of energy he was expending and asked what he would like to do as a physical activity. Michael told him that he was once an athlete, but then laughed, saying it was a long time ago. He asked Dr. Laroque what he thought would be the best exercise for a diabetic like himself, to which Dr. Laroque answered spontaneously, "Whatever you like." When starting an exercise program and trying to get back into shape, it is important to start slowly and at your own pace. If you like walking, that's great. Just be sure to do what you like, and this way you will want to continue and hopefully excel. Michael told Dr. Laroque that he excelled in all sports when he was a teenager. Physical activity tricks the brain to produce a certain hormone called endorphins. These hormones have a calming effect and produce a feeling of euphoria like certain drugs. Some studies have shown that the brain works better this way and that intelligent test results were higher. Physical activity is the best pill for nerves that we know of. Clients often ask if weight training is good for losing weight, and yes, all exercise is good. However, there are 2 types of exercise we would recommend. Aerobic exercise, which increases your heart rate for at least 20 minutes, such as jogging, and improves the heart, lowering blood pressure, reducing blood sugar and cholesterol, enhancing immune system function and helping you lose weight. And the second type of exercise is weight training. It will improve your shape, firm up your muscles, increase your metabolism and make it easier to maintain your weight. We recommend you alternate the two. One day, do an aerobic activity and the next day, some weight training. 20 to 30 minutes a day is enough. Start slowly and at your own pace. It's important not to hurt yourself. Dr. Rock gave this same advice to his client Michael, who left his office happy and ready to move a bit more. However, when he saw Michael again 1 month later, he had not lost any more weight or taken up any physical activity, and his diabetes had not improved. When he asked for the reason for this, Michael said that he did not have the time. He said that when he went back to work in a month's time, he would have more time. He was a seasonal worker, and during the winter, he did not work. Having said that, he would spend 50 hours a week chatting on the internet, more than 7 hours a day, and yet claimed that he did not have the time to look after himself. He told Dr. Larocque that he was addicted to the internet, like an addiction to drugs. He admitted that becoming heavier and diabetic was completely his own doing and fault, but said that he wasn't really bothered about it and felt like he was living in another world. Unfortunately, overuse of television, internet and social media, with lack of physical contact and human interaction, can lead to feelings of isolation and solitude. For example, take the expression a healthy mind and a healthy body. Consider your body is a bit like a battery in a calculator. When the battery starts to die, the calculator does not work well. You must recharge your battery or change it, and as soon as you do, your calculator works normally again. Recharge your body, get back in shape, and you will see that you will automatically feel more in contact with reality. To do this, gradually cut back on your time watching TV, on the internet or on social media. Dr. Larocque never saw Michael again and to this day worries that his health continues to deteriorate. However, unfortunately, that's life and everyone makes their own choice.